The rivalry would reach its boiling point in the 2000 NFC Championship game.
The towels are waving. The fans are fired up. 60 minutes from the Super Bowl. Will it be the Vikings or the New York Giants?
We knew that they had to come in here and play us. So we felt like if we got them out there on that field in that cold weather, we had them.
Collins back, steps up over the middle, and he's got a man. It's Hilliard to the five, touchdown! 46 yards down the left side. I want to be like Mike. He's got six.
And what a perfectly thrown pass by Collins.
He said the world score 100 points against him. We're going to score almost every time we touch the ball. So get ready. You're going to be tired. We're going to run it up on
him. Throwing down the right side. It's got Camilla. Touchdown!
Crowd is sensing blood in the water.
Before Minnesota's offense has ever stepped on the field, the Giants have 13 points.
In the moment that we scored the first touchdown, and they got stopped, and then we scored another touchdown, it could have literally been 100-0 if we had tried.
This game is over. This game was over in the first quarter. I told these guys in the first quarter, hey, Giants can't be beat, and Minnesota may not score.
Keep them off the board! Keep them off the scoreboard!
24-0 was like really the comfort zone, because I felt like if we got 24 points, we knew we could control them defensively. So that's when I kind of started thinking, we're heading to the big show.
Quarterback Kerry Collins would have a game for the ages, tearing apart the Minnesota secondary.
Lobs it back corner of the end zone for Toomer. He's got a touchdown! Oh, what a play by Collins! He just outworked the defensive back, Robert Tate.
Collins' 5 touchdown passes in a playoff game still stands as a Giants record.
Great job. Thank you. Unbelievable. Thanks for everything.
Hey. Right on through there.
The Vikings on the near side glancing up at the scoreboard. A bit shocked. A
couple looks I got that everybody was ready to go home. So it was a good feeling.
The final score, the Giants 41, the Vikings nothing. Super Bowl, here we come.
The 2000 NFC Championship game marks the greatest performance by any Giants team in the history of the old stadium, from its opening in 1976 to its closing in 2009. And fittingly, the Giants owner and patriarch would be on hand to celebrate the victory with his team.
I just felt like they had invested a lot in us. You know, the core group of guys that they kept together, they believed in us. And it was just good to see him up there holding that trophy.
This is the Giant team that was referred to as the worst team ever to win the home field advantage in the National Football League. And today, on this field of painter's mud, we proved that we're the worst team ever to win the National Football Conference Championship. And I'm happy to say that in 2 weeks, we're going to try to become the worst team ever to win the Super Bowl.